Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Thursday, March 7th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
A new day, a new record high for the Indian stock market. Nifty and Sensex both surged by around 0.5% each. Sensex crossed the 74,000 mark for the first time. Stocks such as ICICI Bank, SBI and NTPC also hit lifetime highs. However, as market correspondent Ram Sehgal notes, trading remained uneven. Mid-cap and small-cap stocks plunged as investors took note of regulatory actions by the market regulator. Ram spoke to analysts to make sense of the day's trading and whether this bull run will continue across large, mid, and small caps. After decades of fast-paced growth, China's economy looks to have run into some roadblocks. Its economy is likely to grow at 5% this year. It grew at 5.3% in 2023. But even this modest target looks difficult given the tough position the country is in right now. The country is too debt-ridden and demand has fallen. The markets have been ailing for a few months now. Mint's senior editor N. Madhavan explains the current predicament that China finds itself in. When you're looking for a credit card, you can choose which bank, which tier, and what the annual fees could be. But what you can't choose is the card network, either Visa or MasterCard. That comes baked into any credit card. That will change soon. The Reserve Bank of India banned exclusive tie-ups between card issuers and networks. This ruling will apply from September this year. While applying for a new card or renewing an existing one, you can now choose between two options. Mint's banking correspondent Shayan Ghosh writes on this decision taken by the RBI and explains its implications for the banking framework in the country. Speaking of credit cards, have you swiped your plastic to make a big purchase? I suppose we all have. To buy a car? That seems a little strange. As Mint Money Shipra Singh writes, most car dealers will let you pay by credit card, either just the down payment or the entire value in full. You can use the points and rewards for a variety of future expenses. Shipra writes that adopting this strategy can help you save a fair bit of money, which wouldn't be possible if you paid in cash or using other forms. However, Shipra writes that some dealers might charge you an extra 2% for processing the payments, negating some of your benefits. Lastly, such a transaction could also lower your credit score. But there is a way to steer clear of that too while lapping up the points. Read this story before you pay for your new wheels using a credit card. Fast food and cheese pretty much go hand in hand. If you were to walk into a McDonald's, chances are most items might contain some elements of cheese in them. Except, it's not real cheese. The Maharashtra Food and Drug Administration recently looked into claims that McDonald's doesn't serve real cheese, but rather cheese substitutes in its products. While it's being investigated, the international burger chain was forced to change the names on its menus. McCheese turned to Cheddar Veg Delight. A back and forth ensued between the FDA and Westlife, the proprietors of McDonald's in West and South India. Mint special correspondent Nehal Chaliawala takes a deep look to find out if McDonald's claims of serving real cheese melt under scrutiny. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a nice day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track. We care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.